Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court warns UP government against bulldozer justice. Grab 2 enacted in Delhi amid air pollution crisis. Border patrol agreement with China. And PM Modi arrives in Russia for BRICS summit. First up, there will be no more bulldozer justice in the Bahraich violence case until further inquiry, the Supreme Court said today. In the aftermath of Bahraich violence, demolition notices were served to several people in a particular locality. In an indirect warning to the Yogi Adityanath government, the Supreme Court said today, it is the state government's choice if it wants to risk violating the top court's directions. The court, however, noted that its order in the bulldozer justice case specify that it will not intervene if the structures being demolished are illegal. A bench of Justices B.R. Gavai and K.V. Vishwanathan has asked the Uttar Pradesh government not to take any action before the next hearing tomorrow. Notably, the Supreme Court is currently hearing a bunch of petitions against bulldozer justice, a term popularized after the practice of raising properties of individuals accused in criminal cases became quite frequent. While the trend has caught up in many states, Uttar Pradesh is quite prominent in them. In an earlier hearing unrelated to the Bahraich violence, the court had clarified that being accused of a crime cannot be the basis for the demolition of property, and only violation of civil rules may attract such action as if the house was illegal or encroached upon government land. In that same hearing, the court also said that no demolitions of so-called bulldozer justice could be carried out without the court's permission. In today's hearing by petitioners facing the so-called bulldozer justice in the Bahraich region, the court said, and I quote, if they, UP authorities, want to take the risk of flouting our order, it's their choice, unquote, Justice Gavai said. Justice Vishwanathan added that the High Court had given 15 days to file replies to the demolition notices, to which the petitioner's advocate replied that the petitioners have not been granted any protection. This time, local authorities issued demolition notices after the October 13th violence, where one person was killed, and asked them to respond within 3 days. But Additional Solicitor General K.M. Nataraj, appearing for the Uttar Pradesh government, assured the court that no action will be taken until tomorrow. A total of 104 people have been arrested in connection with this violence, and 23 establishments have been served demolition notices. Among those who were served the notice is Hamid, who is accused of the killing. Authorities, however, claim the notices were issued as a part of a routine anti-encroachment drive. The notices have sparked panic among local residents as shopkeepers were seen vacating their premises. And next, with the Air Quality Index or AQI in Delhi worsening in the past few days, the Commission for Air Quality Management or CAQM has invoked Stage 2 of Anti-Pollution Plan, GRAP or GRAP, this morning. As per the real-time data provided by System of Air Quality and Weather Forecasting and Research, or SAFER, the AQI in Delhi at 8 a.m. was recorded at 317, which falls under the very poor category. An AQI between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 is satisfactory, 101 to 200 is moderate, under 300 is poor, and 300 to 400 is very poor, while above goes to severe and severe plus. According to a forecast by the India Meteorological Department or IMD, the daily average AQI of Delhi is expected to stay in the very poor category in the coming days because of unfavorable conditions of climate and weather. Stubble burning in neighboring Haryana and Punjab is also often blamed for the rise in pollution levels in Delhi, especially during the post-harvest season, which is October till November. Under the Stage 2 of GRAP or Graded Response Action Plan, there will be restrictions on the use of coal and firewood as well as diesel generator in Delhi NCR. Meanwhile, mechanical sweeping and water sprinkling on identified roads will be carried out by the government, and dust control measures will be enforced on construction and demolition sites. Traffic personnel will be deployed at congestion points. Vehicle parking fee will be increased to discourage private transport, and additional bus and metro services will be started. People have been advised to use public transport to minimize the use of personal vehicles. Next, the Indian military is trying to restore trust in its Chinese counterpart, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Trivedi said today. A day after India and China reached a patrolling agreement along the line of actual control, the de facto border between the two nations. The general said, and I quote, This will happen once we are able to see each other and convince and reassure us that we are not creeping into buffer zones that have been created, unquote. The army chief said the goal this time is to return military ties with Beijing to pre-April 2020 levels before violent clashes in Ladakh's Galwan and along the LAC, which put both countries a bit on the edge. Quote, we want to go back to the status quo of April 2020. Thereafter, we will look at the disengagement and de-escalation and then normal management of the LAC. This has been our stand since April 2020. As of now, we are just trying to restore that trust, unquote, the general said. Hours after the announcement, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar told NDTV, the agreement was a result of patient and persevering diplomacy. Speaking at NDTV's World Summit, he said, and I quote, I think it creates a basis for peace and tranquility along the border, which was there before 2020, unquote. The deal is aimed at de-escalation, stabilization and confidence building between the two countries. The agreement might facilitate higher-level diplomatic interactions as well and smoothen political ties, like possible meetings between leaders at international forums and enhance bilateral relations outside military confrontations. For India, this could mean better management of its border infrastructure development without an immediate threat of conflict. As for China, it may reflect a strategic choice to stabilize its border with India amid other global tensions. Breaking from breaking news, every time a Google employee shares images of their free meals and fancy cafes on social media, many employees at other companies can't help but feel a pang of envy. And now the CEO Sundar Pichai has revealed why he promotes this culture at Google. It is not just an additional perk for working at the most respected workplace, but something deeper. Quote, I can recall several times when I was working at Google early on, being in cafes, meeting someone else, talking and getting excited about something. So it sparks creativity, unquote. Mr. Pichai shared in an interview at Bloomberg's The David Rubenstein Show. Sundar Pichai, who started working at Google as a product manager in 2004, said that some of the most brilliant ideas emerged during this communal meal. The CEO added, this collaborative environment where employees gather over food helps foster innovation. Quote, the benefit that comes out of it dwarfs the cost, unquote. Mr. Pichai said, adding that the free meals weren't a financial burden but a long-term investment in creativity and community building for the company. Now, back to news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Kazan for BRICS summit. Quote, India values close cooperation within BRICS, which has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on a range of key issues concerning global developmental agenda, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today. PM Modi made comments in a statement before embarking on a two-day visit to the Russian city of Kazan to attend the 16th summit of the BRICS grouping. Quote, the expansion of BRICS with the addition of new members last year has added to its inclusivity and agenda for the global good, he added. Being hosted by Russia, the summit is being seen as an attempt by non-Western powers to project their clout amid the conflict in Ukraine and the escalating situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi is set to hold a series of bilateral meetings, including one with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping on the margins of the BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa summit. This will be the first summit of the grouping after it was expanded at its summit in Johannesburg last year. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister added that multilateralism, climate change, economic cooperation, building resilient supply chains, promoting cultural and people-to-people connect are among the key agendas of BRICS. PM Modi said his visit to Kazan will further reinforce the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia. As soon as the Prime Minister landed in Kazan, he was welcomed by members of the Indian diaspora and local Russians, with a local Russian troupe performing traditional Indian dance and even a Krishna bhajan for him. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anditi, signing off.